ranger with the National Park Service says his career has been destroyed after blowing the whistle back in 2004 over the way Redskins owner Dan Snyder was allowed to cut down the trees near his home. Well, now that whistleblower is talking.
So is WTOP's Darcy Marchese, who joins us live with the latest. And Darcy, you spoke in length with Robert Dano. What did he say?
Well, I did. And he talked to me from West Virginia, where he now continues to work for the Park Service as a staff ranger. He used to be a chief ranger, but was demoted since his whistleblowing. Now, he says he was retaliated against ever since speaking out that a high-ranking Park Service employee improperly helped Dan Snyder cut down those trees. Now, he says besides being demoted, he's been moved around, given menial tasks. For example, one thing he pointed out was for about 2 years, he said he had to drive from West Virginia to Mount Vernon every day to issue picnic citations.
So what does he want here?
Well, he's saying that he would, of course, like his status back, but he says his number one goal is to share his story and that he'd like the Park Service to, in his words, self-correct and recommit to values that it should have. Now, I must say he has put all of these allegations in a new book that's out.
And the National Park Service says?
Well, they say it can't comment on any pending issues, and doing so would invade Dano's privacy.
What's the connection in all this to Teresa Chambers, who fought and succeeded to get her job as a police chief back with the U.S. Park Police?
Well, there's a group, PEER, and it's fighting to help Dano regain his status as chief ranger. Now, this group was instrumental in getting Teresa Chambers her job back. As you guys may remember, of course, in 2003, Chambers, as a police chief, told reporters that Congress was forced to scale back patrols so officers could guard monuments in Washington after the 9/11 attacks. She felt that might have left some of the other parts of the city not as safe as it could be. Well, 3 days after she made those comments, she was suspended. 7-year fight to get her job back. That was in 2003. 2004, Dano says he's going through this as well.
Thank you, Darcy. That's WTOP's Darcy Marchese. By the way, there's a whole lot more to this story, and you can see all of it, including documents and pictures at WTOP.com.